Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The window is sort of closing, and this is an odd one. It's closing not because of his age, but because of his contract status. There's an awful lot of talk within the sport that if they don't win this year, McDavid might look elsewhere. He still has a year left on his contract after this season. But if you're the Oilers and you know you can't re-sign him, you can't let him go to free agency and not get anything for the greatest player in the game.
Steve Levy. Well,
That's the first talk I heard of it. That doesn't mean that he's not right. He's saying
there's been a lot of talk. Like, that's what he's saying, right?
I'd like to know how someone who pays as much attention to the sport and the media around the sport as I do, not to brag, but I mean, I'm looking for stuff. Like, I've just not heard a word about it until he said that yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever that was.
I feel like it makes sense, though, that it wouldn't be, like, reported on, really, because there isn't anything you can do. Like, it's just some amount of guessing toward what does McDavid want. And here's Steve Levy talking like he knows that, you know, there's a chance he's kind of he wants to be done there. I think maybe we had this with Eichel a little bit for a little while, where we kind of heard stuff about, like, that Eichel wanted to be out. But we didn't, you know, beat the drum. I didn't anyway. I didn't feel like it was enough for me. I mean, I'm not even a reporter, but, like, it wasn't enough for me to want to speculate about out loud. Because, you know, that has an impact. Mm-hmm. That can have an effect. So I think if, like, whoever the voices are that means something to you that they have not been talking about McDavid, it's maybe because they don't feel like it's right to, because it's still not at a time where, until today or until July 1st, where it's like, this is really not the story yet. And it will become the story. Now it is.
Yeah.
Now it is. So it's whatever. It's just a debate about whether there have been clues or not yet. And either way, clues or no clues, like, this is, now it's when it's time to act, like, or July 1st toward, you know, September will be when it's time for Edmonton to act.
You know, I guess he is such a different case. I mean, he is unquestionably the best player in the sport, maybe the most talented player there's ever been in the sport. And I guess if I'm thinking of the, like, LeBron, Drager, and, like, that group of people, they might lean the way you just described. Like let's not make waves here. You know, Edmonton, Canadian team in the final. Let's just stay out of the way, and see. Now, the fact that Levy said that on the Jim Rome show this week at some point, again, I don't remember what day it was, but anyway, it's pretty fresh. That should get talked about by all those people when they do their roundtables on TSN. I'm assuming they don't all go out of business because the Cup final ended. The draft is the end of next week, so we're going to be ramping quickly. It's one of the problems with the NHL calendar. I mean, football gets all this credit for having all these different signposts that keep you interested. Mm-hmm. Hockey's going to jam all of its marquee stuff into like 12 days here. You know, it's like the Cup, the presentation, all of it, like who's getting the Cup, that all that. I love all that. And then it's the draft, and then it's free agency, and then it's cottage season. And it's just ridiculous.
I'm happy to talk about what should be done about that when you want.
Okay.
Because it's the season being too long.
Yes, that's right.
You can't push free agency back too much. I mean, it's still only like 2 months or 10 or 11 weeks between free agency and, you know, and camp. So there's no room for that to go. You can't move the draft up, what, to today?
Right.
Like, it's next Friday. There could have been another game still.
Right.
So at least they didn't bother with an award show, right? Or they did, but it
they did like a sort of staged surprise events for everyone rather than have that show with some band you've never heard of and a comedian who's not funny, which I'm glad that they did that instead.
But that would have been between last night and the draft.
Yes, that's right. So at least maybe that's an improvement. So anyway, all those people will be on the clock here, and there's no way now that subject doesn't come up, and now I'm going to be wanting to pay attention to how they handle it. And really, again, we'll get Stan Bowman is going to, I assume, talk to the media here within the next 2 days and see what the temperature is. You know, what can you read from him when that question comes up? You know, it might just be generic, like we already talked it through last segment.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have not heard any of the talk that Levy is mm-hmm. alluding to. That doesn't mean I'm not in press boxes, you know. So if the talk is so underneath the reporting level, then I wouldn't have access to it. No one would. You know, he would. He's around that.
It just hasn't been the off season yet, right? We've been hearing about J.J. Paterka's attitude for like a month, maybe more, because the Sabres haven't played in literally 2 months. Like, this is the off season. They're well into it. They made a front office hire. Like, they're well into it. Anyway, it's just what are we figuring out here? Nothing. Like, it's just maybe it's a sign of something, maybe it isn't, but now it starts. And if it gets to the season and he doesn't have a contract, that's a topic every day.
Yes.
He'll go to every road game and be asked about his future, and it'll drive everybody nuts, but that'll happen. Like, if he does not have a new deal by then, I think, unless he just like shuts it down and that becomes its own thing, where like we're not talking about this, the PR person gets involved, and like that's just like really, you know, difficult. We'll see. Florida. So we decided that Florida was the better topic and then spent the whole time on Edmonton.
Right.
Six years in a row, a Florida team has been in the finals, and they've won four. Tampa 2 wins, Tampa loss, Florida 2 wins. That's a run. It's two different teams.
Yep.
But you love this Panthers team.
I really do. And I was glad the last time we talked about this and them, like, why do I like them? Right, they had Brad Marchand, and I still like them. Like, what, you know, what? and it really does trace back to them having what I would say the courage to blow up a President's Trophy winning team after the 22 season, right? 23, 24, 25, three finals in a row. 22, they win the President's Trophy and get bounced in the second round and make that massive trade. They trade Huberto to Calgary for Tkachuk and hire Paul Maurice, and that season is a struggle. They're right in it with the Sabres for that last playoff spot, and they get it, and the rest is on the board. All they've done is win and win and win, and I just really admire an organization that can see its way clear to go, you know, well, this is good, Maybe the market they're in has something to do with it, a lot to do with it, in two ways. One is you have the cover of not having a super rabid, passionate fan base and media covering you and scrutinizing you and criticizing you if you trade away one of the leading scorers and your leading scorer and blow up your team after 100 and some point season in the President's Trophy. But you also, I think, you could look at it from the standpoint of you have the opportunity to do that and pull it off and not, you know, you just don't. I had a second point and I don't remember it, so I'm just rewording the first one. But I just really like that they did what they did.
Well,
how they did it.
Your memory is short, because if I remember correctly, the Sabres blew up a President's Trophy team also.
Yeah. Not by choice, but yes, that's
they
right.
They did.
Yeah.
They managed. They might have been the last team to do it before Florida.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, Florida has, they have, I think, what you have to have, the high end. I mean, they've got a few, Barkov, Reinhardt, they've got a few top-tier players. That's where the Eichel lottery existence, that the trap for me was that wasn't enough. I would still say you can't win without it. I mean, all these teams that win have stars. But Florida has everything else, too. You know, Travis predicted that the third line would be the difference in the series, and it was. Right? I mean, they could not handle that. That line scored on Edmonton, and Edmonton could not keep up with that. And, you know, for a decade, the Sabres have mostly been getting run over on those bottom six forward positions. And so, you know, Florida is kind of perfect. The goalie, proven, great. Defensively, fine to great. It's perfect. And the fan base thing, it just feels like so long ago. It was. That's why it feels this way. So long ago that we would condescend to the Southeast, you know, the Sun Belt teams. It's totally over now. The fact that they don't have TV ratings, well, why would people in Florida watch them on TV? Like, some would, but I would have watched the finals if I could. There's people who couldn't watch it because they didn't have the channel was on. But then also, like, it's a different lifestyle there. So I don't know. That doesn't mean a lot to me. Watching their games, I've done it. Watching their games, there's no doubt about, like, the fan base. I'm not sure how massively big it is.
Big enough to fill the building.
The building rocks.
Right.
I mean, the building is a great-looking atmosphere in Florida. So, you know, like you kind of said before, for certain players, that might be all they need. That was a Reinhardt thing, maybe. That was a Drury thing. You know, the fishbowl
right.
element. So, yeah, I'm jealous. I mean, they have it all.
Yeah. And what also, I mean, to have the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The amount of, they're right, they have the star. You have to have that. And what the star power, what the top affords them. Like, they can. I mean, Reinhart got really hot, obviously, at the end here. He scored in game five, scored four goals last night. Sure, two into the empty net, but whatever. So it wasn't like he didn't produce offensively. But the front end of this series was, a lot of it was about how Barkov and Reinhart, all they're really doing is devoting their energy to Draisaitl and McDavid. They're just trying to keep them from scoring, and they've got enough. That's where that third line comes in, and Bennett comes in. Like, he scores 15 goals in the playoffs. I mean, holy cow, the guy scores 20 goals in a whole season. He gets 15 in the playoffs. You've got guys in roles that just fit so perfectly that it just, everybody, I think, knows what they're being asked to do. There's no confusion, and there's no, it doesn't seem, I'm not getting power play time, right? Like, it's all set, right? The top, you know who the top is. The middle is productive, and the bottom, they're going to go spending money on grizzled veteran guys to be there. They're just going to get guys that can skate and play a good two-way game, be physical, and make $800,000. And there's my bottom, there's my fourth line.
Tampa was this too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Sure.
Like, they weren't sort of old-fashioned when it came to their bottom six. They were just good.
Yeah.
Fast and strong and good.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that changes over time. Like, you get good, and then guys want to get paid or deserve to get paid, and it gets harder to keep that all together. But what you got to do is just cycle that through.
Right, then you move them.
And just change it out. Now I think it gets pretty tricky because, like, I don't know if Bennett is – he's such a great playoff performer, but he's had like 51 points as his career high. And there are people out there talking about 7, 8, 9, 10, lure him away. Big money. If somebody gives him $9 million a year, I think they're going to regret it. Someone other than Florida. Because the role, unless they have the team set up for him to slot into a role where it's not going to be a problem if he only gets you 50 points in the regular season. Because you know it's all about what's going to happen in April, May, and June, then, you know, maybe that works. It's just there should be a buyer beware there, because his role on that team at that kind of salary is a little nutty. So I don't know what they're even going to do. I mean, he's going to get paid some way, shape, or form. Whether he takes less to just stay there because it's so good and the role is perfect for him.
Is he up?
I don't know. Yeah, he's a UFA.
Okay.
So, Toronto could blow him out of the water with some contract. And if he's not cast in the right spot, I mean, look out.
Makes sense. He's the first player in history to go 10 years into his career and have the Conn Smythe trophy be his first trophy. Everybody else that's won the Conn Smythe had won another big award already in their career.
I talked to Sal. I was a guest on. I made my debut on the Extra Point Show. I had never been on Sal's show.
Fantasy stuff.
Today I was on. Yeah, nothing but. But I did squeeze in a point about Bennett. How of the, you know, that's the same draft. They've got three of the top four from that draft with Bennett, Reinhart, and Ekblad.
And Draisaitl is the other one.
Draisaitl's the other one, and he was playing against him. Three of those four, Reinhart is not as much of a slam dunk as Draisaitl and Ekblad were. Like, they showed up and became cornerstones of the franchises that drafted them. Reinhart was good here. He's turned into a superstar in Florida. Bennett looked kind of like a bust. Like, look at his career in Calgary.
Oh, yeah.
There are some bleak looking years there. It just was not happening. But he gets here and starts sucker punching people in the playoffs and scoring big goals and growing the big beard, and suddenly he's like a modern day Claude Lemieux or something. But it took him a while to get to where his draft status indicated he was headed. It was a long road for him to get there.
For sure. Sal Capaccio at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.